on Erev Purim, I walked into the Beis Medrash to see the beautiful, beautiful, outstanding decorations. And the thought that came into my mind was an acronym that the word TEAM, T-E-A-M, TEAM is an acronym. A tzevet, a team. What's the acronym? T, together, each achieves more. And if there's any part of with that we can appreciate in Klal Yisrael, is without a doubt, together, each achieves more. That's how the decorations were prepared, were assembled. And the fact is, this morning when I came into the Beis Medrash, and I looked around, and it was clean as a whistle. Clean as a whistle, I said again. Team. It's everyone getting together, and one achieves more. We see it in Minyan. One person davens, he davens. 10 people, that is the amount. You know, if there were 10 people in the time of the Mabul, you know, our history, you know, Noah would have been a different history. That's for sure. In the city of Sodom, think of it. 10 people, had there been a major difference. So we understand that a Rabbin makes a difference. Part of the Purim message is Achdus. Working together, learning together, living together. This is for us. This is part of Klal Yisrael that we learn from Purim. Ki ish echad, b'lev echad. When they got together to daven, Haman came to Achashverosh. He spoke about a people who were mefuzer umefurad. They're scattered. They're separate, and all that. So, what do we see? What happened on Purim? Esther tells Mordechai, Lech, kenosis kol ha-Yehudim. Get everybody together. Vayikalu ha-Yehudim bo'areihim. And the Jews got together. And when everyone is dovuk, everyone is close, a person has a chavrusa, a person has a tzibur, a person has a rav, then there's a togetherness that goes far. There's a synergistic effect. It goes beyond the particular numbers and has an impact which is just, you know, goes farther than anyone can imagine. This is how they were at Matan Torah, people being together. Vayichan tachas ahor, all the Jews were together at Har Sinai. That's the way it was during Purim time, and that, Baruch Hashem, is the way our yeshiva functions too. Think of it. Most, if not all, of the greatness of this special yeshiva is because we are a group who is together. When I was at Shalashudis, this, you know, before Purim, you know, and Kabbalah Shabbos, the yeshiva led the Kabbalah Shabbos. It was a sight to see and to experience. The Rosh Yeshiva standing here. But he is the Rosh. You. We here. We're the Yeshiva. A Rosh without a Yeshiva is just a Rosh. It's the Bachur and Baruch Hashem who get together, who see to it that it is what it is. Ke'ish echad, b'lev echad. Purim, we know the story. Oh, everyone together. We're able, think of it, on Purim took one day, essentially, besides Shushan Purim. 75,000 of the enemy killed in hand-to-hand combat. You know, no missiles, no bombers, no nothing, hand-to-hand, 75,000? And another 500 in Shushan, another 300 on the next day, huge amount. And how did it happen? It happened because of the Achdus. We were not a people who were mefuzer or mefurid. We were a people who were together, etc. When we go home, for example, or we are seen wherever we are, so what happens? We say, V'ahavtas Hashem Lekecha, Gemara in Yuma Peivav, V'ahavtas Hashem Lekecha. We should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Meidecha. Well, The Gemara says in Pei Vav, Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Mizahev Al Yodecha. It's the mission of each and every single person, not just the Rav, not just the Mechanech, not just the Rosh Yeshiva, not just the Rebbe. We're all in that. We're all together. We're there to see that the name of Hashem is beloved. And the best way to do it is not what we say, but what we do. Lo Masha Ata Omer, Ella Masha Ata Oseh. And that's the way it is. People look at us and they see how nice it is, how beautifully we learn. How beautifully, essentially, you know, the fact is how beautifully we learn, how beautifully we behave. And they say, Ashrei Aviv Shalom de Torah. How happy, how fortunate the father, the mother of this child, of this person, of this adult, whoever it may be, whatever level. But the fact is, how fortunate. Ashrei Rabo Shalom de Torah. How fortunate it is for the Rebbe who taught this person Torah. And therefore, take a look. How noim, how sweet, how pleasant, how fine and refined are his behaviors, are his mannerisms. And that's the way where every single person always is on candid camera. The interesting thing is, even here in Yeshiva, you see how you watch your rebbeim, you see how you watch your Rosh Yeshiva, our Rosh Yeshiva. We see how we sometimes watch each other too and take the cue from the way people behave at a particular time. The fact is, we say, I'm just mentioning here, that afiluim katan ata beinecha, these are words that were used by Shmuel Hanavi to show, afiluim katan ata beinecha, even if you think, oh, I'm so insignificant, I'm not so important, it's not true. Rosh Shivti Yisrael Ata. And the fact is, nothing more than that. Besides the trip that you're taking with the Rosh Yeshiva, which I imagine that most of a good part of you are taking that trip, but it's regardless. When we are visiting our parents, once again, I try not to use the word home, because this is home. Eretz Yisrael is home. But when we're visiting our parents, so remember, people look at us, people look up to us, and they look up to us for a good reason. Young men, away from home, between 6, 7, and 8 months, thousands of miles away from family and friends. Is that not a good reason to look up for them? And what were they doing? They went to learn Torah. Something very, very special. So we understand that it makes an impression on people when they see you. It's a young man. He's not so young anymore, but he's not old. He's a little older than I am. He was, you know, and that's not so old. And the fact is that his name is Mendel Bernstein. By the days, he was at that time Mendel Bernstein. Afterwards, he became Rabbi Mendel Bernstein. He may even be known to some people. He's in the Rockaways, from what I understand, in New York. We've lost touch. But he came home to Hartford. He came to visit his parents in Hartford, Connecticut. And there, he made such an impression on my parents that when the choice came as to which yeshiva to send me to, they sent me, Baruch Hashem, to Ner Yisrael, where he was a student at the time, and therefore, Baruch Hashem, it made a huge change in my life. Instead of going to one yeshiva, I went there. But you see, and what did he do? He spoke at Shalosh Shudas. He was a very affable, friendly person, spoke at Shalosh Shudas, and he wowed the people when they saw that there's a young man who could be able to present himself in such a special way in Avodas Hashem, both by creed, what he had to say, and certainly by deed. We say that he who fails to plan, plans to fail, right? We've mentioned it before. This is where, in going back to the States, or wherever we go, whatever state we're going to, you know, whatever country, the fact is we have to be ready to plan, and plans starts here. Prime Minister Netanyahu came in to address Congress in the United States last week. He also spoke to him about plans to avoid nuclear war in the world. Matter of fact is, I'm not, you know, speaking about gloom and doom. And I'm not speaking like this. When we go back to visit parents and friends and, you know, family, it's nothing like that. But planning is necessary. How many days are we going to be away during that time? Perhaps 26, 27 days. You know? Don't, you know? And we want to make sure we're just not counting the time, but we're going to make the time count in many, many different ways. And let's start at home. Let's start at home. One of the first questions that we can, after we get off the plane, and we're so happy to see our parents and all the other members of the family, one of the first questions is, what can I do to help for Pesach? Can you imagine your mothers who are so concerned about Pesach that to get an offer like this from their children at that time? This is fantastic. And it's something that worthwhile to give thought to. And whatever your mothers would ask you to do, it's a great opportunity for a mitzvah of Kibbud Ein. The offer to help means an awful, awful lot. Now, each of us have our own way of honoring our parents, respecting our parents, and all this. But the fact is, one takes it very, very seriously to be able to express to themselves how appreciative we are for them having sent us away from home for so long. And if you think that it's so much, going away is so difficult, believe you me, for a parent, especially a mother, it is really something. So when we are speaking about thank you and all this and expressing it by what we do, there's not enough that we can ever really do to really, share it, so to speak, as such. When we go into the States or wherever, it is essential that we ourselves know who we are. I want to tell you a funny story. This maybe isn't so funny. It's probably more of a silly story, but there's a message to it. It's one of these Helm stories. A fellow had a panic attack, and he didn't know who he was. And he was afraid that he was afraid that when he went to the mikveh and he took off his clothes to go into the mikveh, he'd get lost. How would he know who he was after he took off his clothes? He had distinctive clothes. But when he went into the mikveh, what would he do to be able to, be certain that he's going to get it back altogether? So he put a red string on his toe. And he knew as long as he had the red string on his toe that he would be able to identify himself. So when he went into the water, what happened? The water washed off the string. And now it had traveled along and went on somebody else's toe. So he looked around. He was now worried. And he sees another fellow with the red string on his toe. So he walks over to this fellow and he says, "Hey," he says, "I know who you are. But who am I?" It's a question here. Silly, in a certain way. But the fact is, a person has to know and make the effort when he is growing to know clearly who he is and who he is not. And when I plan accordingly, it makes a huge difference. For example, when I get onto the plane to go back to for Pesach, certainly my knowledge of who I am and what I stand for and all that goes into play. No matter how long it takes to stand online, no matter how hot or how cold or how this or how that is, I am always courteous, no matter what the other passengers are saying or doing around me. When I get on the plane, if I can help, think of a Kiddush Hashem involved. There's a lady struggling or a fellow struggling to get his suitcase up on the overhead. Can I help you? What a beautiful person this is, huh? Great. Somebody needs a seat change because the family would like to be together. They were, whatever the story is over there. Please, if you take my seat. How long am I going to be on the plane anyway, Used to take weeks and sometimes months to get on to, to go to Eretz Israel. Nowadays, I had to spend 20 hours, you know, whatever it was. Okay, fine. But the fact is, so you give over your seat for a while. Mishnah Zegefelach. But what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. I make sure I take with me reading material, listening material, whatever it is, ambient. I'll take whatever is necessary. But I know one thing. I'm not going to put my eyes on that screen. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Shmiras, what an opportunity for Shmiras Einayim, you know? And no, there's nobody around, you know, really, other than the people who are just watching to see what is this boy, who or a young man who looks like a yeshiva bacher, what's he going to do during his, you know, X number of hours over here? Is he going to do what I'm doing or not? Okay, but I come with material. It's not like, I don't know what to do. Why didn't I think about this before? I'm sorry, guys. I messed it up for you. But the fact is that, you know what you can do. Now, I'm home. See my parents. I'm doing whatever I can as a devoted son, etc. Kibbutz of aim, opportunities, oilam haboah, galore. You know, yesterday I was by the Gaivit yesterday, so a little boy, the Gaivit needed something. Gaivit has children and grandsons and son is in his shul. So the father, Gaivit needed something. He needed a tissue. His son was sitting at there. So his son is already a married man with married children. He saw his father needed something. Boom! He like jumped, got it for him right away. So he himself has a little boy, one of his children, a little boy, probably about 8 years old. So I said to the little boy, "You see what your father did? He just got Olam Haba. That's what he did. You just got a little boy." Said, "Yeah." What he is? He says, "How do you know you get an Olam Haba for this mitzvah?" Okay, but the fact is that it was cute. That was the idea. We have opportunities. Our parents are fine. We finished Olam Haba with our parents. We'll go on to something else. We go to the shul. We're extremely friendly to the congregants. Havi makdim l'chol adam b'shalom. We're going to give them shalom aleichem first. A person looks at you and he says, "Boy, did he grow up in such a short time, in just so many months? Look at him. He was a kid before. Now he grows up, a young man." He tells his wife as he comes home, this boy, this young man gave me with a grip. Be careful when you do that too. Some of these guys are not ready for it. But with a grip, he gave me a shalom aleichem. Whoa. As soon as possible, as soon as halachically possible, not you can't do it early in the morning before davening, you want us to give a shalom aleichem to the Rav. I can only tell you, Rabbanim have it not simple. They don't have it simple in their shuls. They have to put up with a lot. But one thing they shouldn't have to put up is with us when we come home. That means that we, the Yeshiva Bochum, we're going to go and be mechabed them. And when the Rav talks, if he talks in between Mincha and Maariv, we sit there during that time. We certainly just don't walk out during that time to show as if, what does he know? And we don't look in a sefer during that time. You know, we are ready to mechabit him because he deserves it. There's no question. Otherwise, you know what happens. The Baal HaBas sees that the Rav, that the Yeshiva Bacham come, pay no regard to the Rav. And then, you know, because after all, they have a Rosh Yeshiva. They have, like, you know, Eretz Yisrael, where they're real Gedolim. And so what happens, they say, our Rav is not so chashuv. He doesn't need that. He doesn't deserve it, that's for sure. And remember, what goes around comes around. You may one day be the rabbi of a congregation too, or a mechanech or something else. So, what goes around comes around, okay? Shul, don't come on time. Don't come on time. Come early. Even 5 minutes early, but you come, that's it. You daven for the Amid, you offer the daven for the Amid, you lay, you give a Dvar Torah, be ready for a Dvar Torah. That's for sure. Excuse me, the Rav isn't here now. Can you give a Dvar Torah just for a few minutes, you know, just give me a ha-ha, well, I know you'll be ready, but the fact is, just prepare, that's it, plan. Offer to learn with others, make a siyum. Today I had great pleasure. There's someone who came over to me and said, I just completed a particular Masechta, and I'm going to make a siyum when I go to America. That's a wonderful zach. You can make a siyum here. Make a siyum in your shul. Make a siyum for the family. Whatever it is. And the greatest part of it is, you're on your own. Do you know, believe it or not, that you're not going to hear Moda ani lefonecha melecha v'kayam shecha tabi nishmasi v'chema rabo emunasecha. Whoa. No, not, and then you don't have the Rosh Hashiva's not going to gently help people to be able to get out of bed also in the morning. No. You're on your own. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And there is, see, there's a certain satisfaction that a person has on his own. See, here, listen, from there, the dorm is over here to here, or even you know, 46. What's the, however, to be able to be, it takes, I'm on my own. I don't have anybody telling me what to do, showing me what to do. That's it. That's the way it is. Learning, there's no shaila, a learning component, a serious learning component. What an opportunity. Joining existing Gil, Bein Hazmanim groups. Maybe you'd be the one to set it up yourself. You get your own chavrusa, I mentioned making the siyum. You choose what to learn, you become your own Rosh Yeshiva. I want to prepare, you want to make your own schedule. It's wonderful during that time. The siyata d'shmaya that we get, the Chofetz Chaim said it clearly. We get more siyata d'shmaya now during Bein Hazmanim than any time, because there's a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya that comes down to the world at every time. And when it's not used, it means it's available for others. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eger, he said, became Azad Godel, because people who could have learned during the Haskalah, that was the time when he lived, they didn't. They ignored Torah learning. So what happened? He picked it up. He sopped it up like a sponge. Became a Godel Bador. The fact is, anybody here, especially Bein Hazmanim, has fantastic opportunities to grow in learning. So Sipuk is great. Opportunities are great. So let's use them. Because after all, others are not. We, Baruch Hashem, can use the Bein Hazmanim for something so very, very special. During this time at all, it's kedai to keep in touch with your Rebbe. A call to Eretz Yisrael, to the Rosh Hashiva, to the Mashgiach. Believe me, they love it. The avreich that you learn with during that time. A good voice. You'll hear it, to give it over at the table, whatever it is. But to stay in touch, it's important, important, important. Dress. Everybody says dress for success. What's dress for success? In this case is this. People want to see a neat, clean young man. When the Chofetz Chaim sent his Bachram home for Pesach, I just saw it recently, he bought them, you know, they are so poor. He's poor. He went out, he borrowed money to be able to buy a suit and a hat. He wanted the people to respect them when they came home. Even on the yeshiva, they're very casual and all this. But when he went home, they dressed so people should be mechaped them. Well, the fact is, in Bechlau, people should be able to see whatever that, when they see you, they see a young man who is neat. A shirt goes in. When you're, listen, in the house, you do what you're going to do, just like being in the dorm. But the fact is, a person, bedak even more so, you know? I mean, in here, I'm not going to have to go through the contrast, but there, it's so very important that people see us as the people that we are. Hats and jackets during davening. The fact is, we mentioned before, listen, someone's told me, listen, I'm not from a hat and jacket home. Okay, listen, I'm not getting involved in that. But I do say is, there's a certain standards that we set. We always say to ourselves, especially, I am from a Deres HaTorah. It makes a difference too. We spoke before about being a thermostat or a thermometer. The thermostat regulates the environment. The thermometer registers it. It's good to be both. During the Bein Hazmanim, we can be thermometers. How? We can be able to register where are we now and where were we a year from now. Where was my learning a year ago? Think of this, it's very important. How was I a year ago in learning, in Yerushalayim, in Davening, in Avos Hashem, in all these things? Where was I holding? Let me register and see. Where am I now? Believe you me, you are going to see a major jump on that thermometer. And then again, I'm faced with other things. I'm faced with friends from the past who maybe haven't had the opportunities that I had. God forbid never to look down on anybody. God forbid. But the same thing is, maybe they didn't make the choices that we did to go thousands of miles away from home for such a long period of time and to grow that we have. Whatever it is, nobody has to set my environment for me. I am my own thermostat. My Rosh Yeshiva, my Rebbeim, my parents, they have taught me what to do and how to live. And therefore, that's the way it is, and I'm not going to be.